everybody talks about what happened in Baltimore, but you guys have bounced back one game in a row and right where you want to be in the AFC North, I would think.
Well, I think the key, especially in the NFL, is taking it one week at a time. You know, so we were able to flush the Ravens loss, going to the Browns, going to the Redskins, and, you know, the same way we flush losses, we got to flush wins and come out here ready to work and get ready for the Jaguars.
Do you feel any panic in the fan base? I know you know a lot of people around town. Did you feel people start to jump off the ship after that first week?
Well, like I said, man, the NFL, there's a lot of parity in it. And, you know, I mean, you'll see a team on the end of a loss like that, and, you know, who knows what happens the next time you come around. So I don't think we panicked. It's only one game. It's a long season. And, you know, the same way we didn't panic when we lost, you know, I don't think we're going to get too high after two wins. We still have 13 games to go, and we got to come out here ready to work.
Do you think things have calmed down, so to speak, about the Bengals, you know, now that you've put two in a row together?
I mean, it's hard to say. We try not to pay attention to that. I know I personally don't. Like I said, we come here, we work every day, and, you know, the rest of the stuff will take care of itself.
How has life changed for you the past couple of weeks? You know, we see footballs up there that you're now keeping, you know, touchdowns you're scoring, you're on NFL Network. Has life changed for you in the last couple of weeks?
I guess you could say so a little bit. I mean, there's a lot of things going on that I haven't been used to, you know, in a good way, and it really is a blessing. And I thank God I never would have thought that I'd be even to this point. You know, so, I mean, I'm just going to keep doing it the way I've always done it. You know, come in here, go to work, and, you know, hope everything works out.
What has changed for you? Can you think of anything that, you know, kind of was a cool moment for you the past couple of weeks?
I mean, there's been a lot of cool moments, man. You know, like you said, you know, being interviewed on NFL Network was cool. You know, even you have guys that are doing the broadcast, people calling me, that they're saying, they're talking about me. That the fact that they even know who I am is awesome to me. You know, Santana Moss, you know, told me I was a good player before the game, and that's one of the guys I grew up idolizing, you know, as a smaller receiver. So, you know, little things like that are gems that I'll keep for a long time. So, I mean, it's definitely been awesome.
What did you think when you saw some of the Wildcat stuff that was in the game plan last week?
Oh, I was ready for it, man. You know, we had the luxury of watching Mo throw the ball in the spring, just, you know, playing. We played in a flag football, you know, charity event, and a dude can sling it. So, you know, I mean, when they put it in, we were all excited, and we knew it would be a big play, and you seen what happened.
Now, the word was that word got back to the coaching staff from you guys after that flag football game. Is that legend, or is that true that you guys tipped the coaching staff off?
Mo can sling the football, man. He threw it, I want to say, around 50 yards in the air, you know, on a drop the dime to AJ, man. And that, yeah, we went to the flag football game in the spring, and I believe it was, you know, Pecco was heavily involved. And so we all came, and we all were all-time quarterbacks, and Mo was just slinging it all over the field, man. And, you know, we came back like, yo, man, Mo could really throw. And, you know, you combat that with the fact that he can run the ball and he's done the Wildcat before, and then, you know, Jay's able to dial stuff up like that.
What about you in the Wildcat with your change of dress? Real quick, this little direct snap to Andrew Hawk is doing a Wildcat action.
Maybe a little, you know, a little running. As far as throwing the ball, I don't know. We'll have to see.
Now, we all knew you were quick, but no one's caught you yet from behind. There's some speed there as well.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, man, you know, I guess it's just natural ability. I didn't think about it. I just ran as fast as I could. So, yeah, I mean, it was a great play, and I'm happy it happened.
What are you doing with these footballs that you're
getting? I'll probably give them to my mom. I owe some to my older brother. I got a game ball here Trell won a game ball when I was younger. Me and my brothers took it and played backyard football with it. So I owe him one, so maybe I'll give it to him.